perhaps as it relates to Raid, I think it's kedai to go back to some Raid that we missed on Daf Chav Beis, which is going to tie into our Daf a little bit as well, and really a lot of the sugyas that we've been learning going back already to Daf Tes. And that is, the Mishnah on Daf Chav Beis discussed a woman that walks into Beis Din. She's Becheskes Pnuya. She says, Esh es ish ha-yisi. You should know I got married. No one knows about this, but I got married. Oh, begrushani. But today I'm a grusha. So the Mishnah sent a menes. The reason is, ha-pesha asa, who ha-pesha hit there? This was one of the cases of pesha asa. Vim yesh edim shahisa ish es ish. Let's say there are edim that said that she's an Esh es ish. So then the halach is, if she says grushani, she's not going to be believed. So the Mishnah was discussing a woman that's saying grushani. In the Reisha, she first introduced us to the idea that maybe she was married. Esh es ish ha-yisi v'grushani. The second case is where Edom said she was married, and then she said grushani. Which she's the one that said Esh es ish ha-yisi. She has a pesha asa now to say grushani. Where Edom said Esh es ish, then she doesn't have a pesha asa. In that case, she's not going to be believed. The Gemara brought a braisa that discussed a situation that was made inyan le inyan ba'isa inyan. That is, Tanu Rabbanan. Isha she'amra ishes ish ani, v'chazra v'amra pinuyani. A woman walks into Bezin and says, I'm an ishes ish. And then afterwards, she comes and says, pinuyani. No, you should know, I'm not really an ishes ish. I was lying, I was a pinuyani. Now this is different than the Mishnah. The Mishnah, she said, ishes ish ha'yisi, v'grushani. She's not contradicting what she said. She said, you know, I was once married, however, grushani, I got divorced. In the Bryce's case, she's saying that what I said, I was only joking. Eishes ish hoyis ani, but really, it wasn't true. The emes is pnuyani. So the halach is nemenes, she's believed. Faith the Gemara, how could she be nemenes? V'oshnav yilin avshichatich adisura, v'chura shavyan avshichatich adisura, omer rabba barafuna kigan chenosla amasla dvareh. It's talking about where she gave an amasla. So she didn't just backtrack from what she said. She wasn't just chayzel acha kidei dibor. She gave an amasla. She gave an explanation for why she previously had said eshes ishani, even though that really wasn't the truth. And when she gives an amasla, that's when she's believed. The Gemara, b'raisa, tanya nami hachi, omre eshes ishani, the chazra v'amra pnuyani ain't a nemenes. She's not believed. Abivim nasna masla lidvareh. Nemenes, in that case, she will be believed. And then the Gemara told the story of what an amasla would be. There was a woman, an isha achas gedoyla, shahisa gedoyla benoy, and there were a lot of men that were going to her and saying Harea Mikudeshesli and proposing to her, and she kept on telling everybody, I'm married. All of a sudden, one day she gets married to somebody. So the Chachamim said, I don't know, you're a woman that for years has been saying Eshes Ishani. How could you go marry somebody else? So she said, no, because all these people that wanted to marry me, they were Bnei Adam She'inam Mehuganim. So I figured if I say Eshes Ishani like this, I won't have to marry them. But the emes is, I was always a pnuya, and the Chachamim accepted what she said, and this goes down as Chazal's example of the perfect amasla. And if a woman would give an amasla lidvareh, in that case, the halach is that she would be believed. The Shev Shmaitza, in Shmaitza Vav Ches, brings a tshuva from the Mari Evan Leif. It's in Chelek Aleph, Shaila Mem Gimel, Klal Vav Simen Lamites. So the Mari Evan Leif in this tshuva, he brings a tumult that took place in the times of the Rishonim in province, in France, and as we'll see, this was a tumult that literally circulated all over Europe. There was a Maaseh Shehaya Kachaya, where there was a man that claimed to have been Mekadesh, his daughter that was a Ketana, to somebody else. We know that the Torah gives a right to a father to be Mekadesh's daughter, as Biti Nosati Lishazer, and this man claimed to have been Mekadesh's daughter. Not only that, he was Kofatz V'Nishba. He swore that this in fact happened. The Yomim, sometime later, this woman, this girl, got married to somebody else. They came running to the father, and they told the father, what's going on over here? Your daughter, who we know is an Eshes Ish, you once swore in Beis Din that you had married her to some man. She just got accepted a Kedushin. She's getting married. Kedas Moshe v'Yisrael. How could this happen? So he said, oh, nah, when I said that, I didn't mean it. Nah, she was really a pnuya. He said, but you said it. And he gave an amasla. He gave a very, very compelling amasla. And the Chachamim, the Muscho Rishon, thought that it's a Mefurash Gemara. The Gemara says that a woman that says Eshes Ishani, and then she says Pnuyani, if she gives an Amasla Dvareh Adalachis, she's Nemenes. So Lechura, this is Mamish Me'inyan Le'inyan Ba'isenyan, where it's not a woman saying Eshes Ishani, it's a father that's saying that I was Mekadesh, my daughter, Espiti Nosati Le'ishnazeh, where now he gave an Amasla, the loch is, he should be believed to say that she's Upnuya. Stating that, the Chachmei Provincia, the Chachomim in province, they sat down, and they wrote a tshuva, and they were machlet not that way. They said, I think it's chalik. I think there's a chilik between a woman who herself says, Eishnes Ishani, and then she comes back and she says, Pnuyani, versus a father that says, Espiti Nosati L'Ishazem, my daughter's an Eishas Ish, and then afterwards he says, I'm only joking. He gives a good, compelling Amasla, and he says that really, she's a Pnuya. And the basis for what the Chachmei Provincia said was really Geboitan Gemara Masechtes Kedushin Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara over there discusses what happens if a father says Esbiti Nosati L'Ishazeh. He says my daughter's married L'Ishazeh, and then she's Mezana. The halacha, she gets skilim. Chalikis Amiram, but according to some Amiram, she gets skilim. Why? Because we know she's an Eishes Ish. The father said she's an Eishes Ish. If the father said she's an Eishes Ish, so l'churit, she would get skilim, like any Eishes Ish, any Naira Murasa. So therefore, soiklin al yada. What happens, however, if a woman would walk into Besin, and she would say Eishes Ishani, and then she would be Mezana, so the Gemara ain't soiklin al yada. In that case, she wouldn't get skilim. And the Gemara says, why? What's the difference? At the end of the day, both of these women are considered to be married. So if they're both considered to be married, what's the difference? And the Gemara says, no, the chilik is that when it comes to the father, la'av hemne rachmana. But when it comes to her, lo'y hemne rachmana. The Torah believed the father to say, espiti nasati lishazeh, but the Torah did not believe a woman to say, I'm an eishnes ishani. What's the svara? It's a major lamdas here. The father has an emunus to say, espiti nasati lishazeh. If a father walks in and says, espiti nasati lishazeh, even though ein av meid al bnai, the ein av meid al bitai, this is a chiddush haTorah that the father isn't believed to say that my daughter is married. And be'em is, if the father says that my daughter is married, it's no different than if two Edim would say that this girl is married. Based on that, she's a full-fledged eishes ish, an eishes ish that is mezanet alachish, she's chayiv skila. If a woman walks into the bezin and says, eishes ishani, why is she believed? She's believed, Dr. Hilger Rashi in Kedushin Samach Gimel Amid Beis, based on the concept that permeates all the sugyas we're learning in Ksubis, Shavya Nafshi Chaticha Disura. She has an amonis for herself. Not only does she have an amonis for herself, she has an amonis for herself, Flo Isra, to create Isra. Shavya Nafshi Chaticha Disura. That amonis is not an amonis for the world. That's something that she has a right to go ahead and to make herself aser. So said the Chachmei Provincia, that you see this, you saw this like a chilek between Espiti Nasati Lishazeh and Shavya Nafshi Chaticha Disura. Espiti Nasati Lishazeh, we accept it as a fact. If we accept it as fact, Soiklin Al Yodah. As opposed to Shavya Nafshi Chaticha Disura, that's her own personal issue. That's her, you want to say you're an Eishes Ish, Gesunte. You now can't get married to somebody else unless you can prove that you're a Grusha. Unless you can prove you got a get. But are we accepting what you said? No way. You're not believed to say Eidos about yourself. And therefore, we're not going to give you skill because Bezim would not have the right to be Shoifich Dama, to kill this girl. How could they do that? So what's the point? Esbiti Nasati Lishazeh, that's a farting and a monis. As opposed to Shavya Nafshi Chaticha Disura, Dos Nish. So said the Chachmei Provincia, a major vart. It's true, it's Mavur in Ksubas, Tavchav Beis, that there's a concept of an Amasla, that you could say something, and then La'acha Kedaydi, where you can come back with an Amasla, and we'll accept what it is you said. There is an idea, there's a notion, there is a concept called Amasla. But if two Eidim said the Chachmei Provincia would walk into Bezdin, and they would say Eidus, and then they would come back later, and they would tell Bezdin, I have an Amasla, I want to edit my Eidus, I want to change my Eidus. They wouldn't be believed. You know why? Because an Eidus is a halacha of kivan shehigit shuvan yichayzer magid. That once you say Eidus, you get one shot. And at that point, you can't say Eidus anymore. You can be metargim your sichas chulin with an amasla, but not your agodas Eidus. Because there's a din, the imlo yagid. You get one chance, balash and yachid, kivan shehigit shuvan yichayzer magid. So said the Chachmei Provincia, it's true, in Ksubas Chavezam and Aleph, the woman would be believed for herself, but as it relates to a father saying, Espiti Nasati Lishazeh, there wouldn't work. I looked up the tshuva from the Maria Van Leven side. He brings that the Chachmei Provincia, after they wrote this tshuva, it made its rounds to France, and then his lashon is, Vihigia Adla HaRajba Be Barcelona. The Rajba in Barcelona saw this tshuva. He was grad chaylik with the Chachmi Provencia, but that's a whole other discussion. But the bottom line is, this was a question that was Marishai Lomas, that is very similar to what's Mefurish Gemara in yesterday's daf. Ksubas daf Chav Beis goes right into the kishkes of what's going on in the Gemara, but the Chachmi Provencia said a major lumdus. The lumdus was, is that the only time there's an amasla, that's Shavya Nafshi Chaticha de Isura. That's when you're not infringing upon a Hagodas Eidos. So there's no problem of Kiva Jigit Shuvani Chayzer Market. But as it relates to as Bitinos Ati Lishazer, over there already it's going to be the freak, the Shev Shemaitza, Chabab Kasha, a bomb Kasha. To me, this tshuva that the Chachmin Provencia said that was Igiya Adla Rajba but Barcelona, since to me it's a Plianus Gava. In fact, it's Kenegan of Mefurisha Gemara, also in yesterday's daf. The Gemara said, Boim Mine Shmuel Me Rav, Shmuel Es Rav, Omra Tmeyani. If a woman would say Tmeyani, I'm a Nito, the Chazrav Amra Tairani. And then she says, no, I'm only joking. I'm really a Tahira. Ma'u, what's the halacha? A Malay. So Rav told Shmuel, Af Bezu. Here too, im nosna amaslid vare anamenes. If she would give an amaslid, the halacha is, she would be believed. In other words, a woman would be believed to say Tmeyani, and then change to Tahirani, as long as she gives an amaslid. Zokta, Shmaitza. What's the reason that a woman that tells her husband Tmeyani, she's believed? Or fakert. What's the reason if a woman is becheskes nido and then she says afterwards tairani, she's believed? It's learned from a pasuk. It says v'safro la, la la'atzma, and we learn from there that a woman is believed when it comes to saying tmeyani and when it comes to saying tairani. In fact, this pasuk of v'safro la is one of two makaris that the Rishonim quote as being the source to the halacha that eid echad is nemen b'yisurin. We know when it comes to your standard issa v'heter eid echad is nemen. What's the makar? So there's two makaris. One makar is that if you walk into somebody's house and the person serves you food, you're allowed to eat his food. How do you know the food's kosher? Maybe it's not. Eid echad nemen b'yisurin. For oid, a woman is believed to go to her husband and say t'meyani, t'irani. So you see, there's this concept of eid echad nemen b'yisurin. But the bottom line is the fact that a woman is believed to say t'meyani v'tairani has a hilchas eidos. It's eid echad. There's a din emonis, a freak the Schmeitzer. He says, if the Chachmi prevents you, right, that the only time you say a masla is by Shavya Nafshi Chaticha Disura, where there's no emonis, but if there's a Hilchas Eidus going on over here, as Piti Nasati Lishazet, and Kal V'Choymer, Ben Benoish Kal V'Choymer, to a real Eidum saying Eidus, to a Biakivin Shehigat Shuvin Echazer Magid, say, how could the Gemara say, Omer Tman, Ivachavra, Chazer Ramat Tairani, in nosna masla dvarei anamenes, l'chayr, why should we believe in an amasla? There's an eidech and an bisur. Now the emes is, the nesivus is matmiya on this shmaitza. The nesivus is in the chavaz das. Usually when it's machlokes k'tzayis nesivus, it's in the k'tzayis and the nesivus. This is in the shef shmaitza and the chavaz das, but it's me'inyan le'inyan very much by the inyan. And the nesivus says, one second, I could hear eidech and an bisurim could have a teres eidos with the imla yagin and the gans guy if the Eidech and Bisurim took place in Bezdin. But over here it's not in Bezdin. Two Eidim are in Bezdin. Espiti Nesati Elisha Azeh is in Bezdin. This is not in Bezdin. So I don't understand the Tushta. It's a Ha'ara. It's the Nesivus is a Ha'ara on the Ktsois. But the bottom line is Zokti Ktsois. For Sofrala is not Shavya Nafshi Chaticha Di Yisura. That's a real Nemonis. If it's a real Nemonis, are you telling me when there's a real Nemonis over there you don't have a Koyach of a Maslo? So why would there be a Maslo over here? This is the Shmaitzis Kasha. And the Shmaitzis has a whole Teretz. It gets into the Sugya of Eidech and Bisurim. Bez Hashem. Very important for another day. But one thing I'm going to say geschmack. He says, and that is that with this Maria Van Leif, Lamadati Teretz, Poshut, Lakushas Arishonim Bar Sugya. And that is the Rishonim all asked, the Ran and others. Boyamine Shmuel Meiraf, Shmuel Asraf, Omrat Meyani, Vachasrav Omrat Tairani Mau. Yeah, Masla, no, Masla, Maksham Arishonim. What was the Shiloh? First of all, Boyamine Shmuel Meiraf is already interesting. But what's the Shiloh over here? What was the Ibaya? Why not? Why shouldn't there be a parish of a masla? Ish es ish, upnu yev a masla, but t'mei of a chazru or not? I'm a lay, I'm pizu, I'm nasa, the Ran says a teretz, just to see the lengths to which the Rishonim were bothered by this kasha. So, the Ran, maybe the teretz is, maybe the reason Shmuel was mesupik, whether you would have a masla when it comes to t'mei of a tahira, is because could be, being that a woman that's a nida could very easily go to the mikvah, she could be matai herself, so maybe there's no reason to be soymich on a masla. Meaning, when are we going to be soymich on a masla? That will be soymich on if it's something that's necessary. We can't go through life without it. So the seder will be soymich on it. But over here, it's something that's efshel letaher, efshel levar. It's not a big deal. There's no reason to be soymich on that masla. Oh, but zok tishmaitza, that lefnidis maria ben leif, fashteich pshad in the ibaya. You want to know what Shmuel's ibaya terav was? It was gufa de shiloh. He was clearing the chachmei prevents his tshuva. This chakira, he wanted to know. Maybe the only time you say a maslu is where it's shavya nafshe chatich v'isura. But amr tmeya and ivachazer amr teira, and he's not midin shavya nafshe. It's midin eidecha nem v'isurim. And if it's eidecha nem v'isurim, maybe over there it's going to be different. Now what was the pshitus? Oh, af bezulim nasa maslu dvareh, which is not like the maskana of the chachmei prevents it. Abazok teshev shmeitza hamia. Hamia, with this Maria Evan Leiv, and with this Shnev Shmaitza, Al Kaponim, I understand what Shmuel Zibayo was to Rav. This is the first part of Shmaitza Vavches. But I just want to leave this raid with one Ha'ara. And the MS is, we're Balchai, we haven't spoken this out yet. Came up in the related raid, and actually in yesterday's Daf, which is from last Machzer. But it's not something we spoke out. And we just have to speak it out once, like this week we refer to it again in the future. So we'll speak it out b'kitzer, and then in the future, Bez Hashem, we'll speak it out more like a mensch. And that is, it's Yodua, that the Ktzai Sachoshen, it's Simen Lamed Dalet Dalet. So he clears a suffix. How does Hoidos Baldin Kameya Edom Dami work? What's the concept? We know that if somebody walks into Bezin and he says, I owe Shimon money, the Allah is he's going to owe Shimon money. Hoidos Baldin is Kemeya Edom Dami, right? It's one of the great Ke'ilus. It's Mamish Kemeya Edom Dami. It's as if 100 Edom are standing here and are saying that this person owes somebody money. So he brings a tshuva from the Maria Evan Leiv, that the Maria Evan Leiv said that you want to know how Hoidos Baldin Kemeya Edom Dami works, but Etzim, a person doesn't have the ability, Kemeya Edom, to be Mechayiv himself money to somebody else. Meaning, a person doesn't have... Take that back. A person doesn't have the ability to be made on himself that he owes somebody something because Adam carvates a latzmoy and a person is not believed to say edus on himself. And just like a person couldn't say edus on himself to be mezak himself, a person couldn't say edus on himself to be mechayiv himself either. So what is Hoidos Baldin Kemeya Edom Dami? So said the Maria Evan Leiv that the way it works is that just like a person, everybody understands, if he wanted to be mechayiv himself something, he would be able to be mechayiv him. Meaning if somebody wants to give somebody a matana, you can give him a matana. If somebody wants to be mechayiv himself to give somebody a matana, be mechayiv yourself to give him a matana. That's something that you're allowed to do. So just like a person could be mechayiv himself, hoidos baldin is kemeya edom dami. Because the way we look at that, the hoidos baldin, is as if he himself is being mechayiv himself. The lashon of the Maria Evan Leiv is vehelosham. The had kasher lachov haynu mishum dasina nalam mitoyras chiyuv umitoyras matana. Kima the yochel adam lechayiv atzmoi kisheein lechayiv. And that's the way it works. So the Maria Evan Leiv said that Hoidos Baldin Kamei Edom Dami works not because we believe what you're saying, but because you have an ability to be Mechayiv yourself. And because you have an ability to be Mechayiv yourself, when you are Hoidos Baldin Kamei Edom Dami, essentially what you're doing is you're being Mechayiv yourself, and that's how that works. But the Ketzais has a bunch of kashas on the Maria Evan Leiv. And because of the Ketzais' kasha, the Ketzais' chaylik, and the Ketzais says you want to know how Hoidos Baldin Kamei Edom Dami works, it works midin amonis. A person is believed he has an amonis to walk into Beis Din and to say that I owe somebody money. Not only does he have the ability to say that, but he's believed literally, Kemeya Edom. If 100 people would say Reuven owes Shimon money, would owe money. If a person himself is Hoidos Baldin, it's as if 100 Edom are saying that he owes him money, and the halacha is that he now is going to owe him money. There's a regular namas. Now, what's the makar to this namanas? So, Zok Tzois, that the emes is, it's a mefurish Rashi. It's a Rashi. In Masechtas Kedushin, Daf Samech Hei Omedes. Rashi over there is discussing the halachas of Hoidos Baldin Kemeya Edom Dami, and Rashi says, B'lashoyne Yazov, Hoidos Baldin Kemeya Edom, Dechsiv, Ashe Yoymar Ki Huzeh, Harisha Samach Al Miktsas Hoida Asai. The context of the pasuk Ashe Yoymar Ki Huzeh is the parish of Moedim Miktsas. Reuven goes over to Shimon and says, you owe me money, and Shimon says, half. You owe me $100, I owe you 50. So what's the halacha? Shimon has to pay 50, and he has to swear on the other 50. Why does Shimon have to pay 50? Why does he have to pay 50? Because he said he owes him 50. So what? Do we know Edom? Reuven said you owe me $100. 50. 50? Oh, zicher. The question is the other 50. Yichayv shuvos moedim b'miktsas. Why do I have to pay 50? So Rashi, from ki hu zeh we learn this concept of moedim b'miktsas. The makar is from this pasuk. Zok diktsois. You see from here that Hoidos Baldin Kamei Edom Dami has a pasuk. It has a makar. The makar is the words, Asher Yoymar Ki Huzeh. the lashon of the ktsayis v'kvar heir einenu ma'or ha'olam Rashi b'kedushin perak ha'omer samachei sham that hoydas badin kamei edim dami is an amonus. So the ktsayis that if that's the case, that's why hoydas badin is kamei edim dami. It doesn't work b'teiras is chayvus ba'alma, but it works b'teiras amonus. In other words, the Maria and Lev understood hoydas badin kamei edim dami is a his chayvus as it relates to the Ktsois, he was Chaylik, and he said it's not from a Pasuk, Ashayemer Kiyuzeh, it's not a Schaivis, rather what it is Nemanah. Zok the Ktsois, that L'chura Yesh Loimer, that if this Pasuk of Ashayemer Kiyuzeh is the Makar to the concept of Hoydas Baldin, Kimei Edim Dami, Yesh Loimer, it's also the Makar to another Halacha, a very similar Halacha, the Halacha of Shavya Nafshei Chaticha Deisura. Because we know that there's a concept that just like a person could be Mechayiv himself Mamin, a person could also impose Isser upon himself. And the question is, how does Shavya Nafshei Chaticha Deisura work? So he brings from some of the Kadmoinim, the Marit, and others that said that Shavya Nafshei Chaticha Deisura works me the Neder. That just like a person can make something osir to himself, me din neder, so you can make this meat osir. So if you say it's nevela, essentially you're making it osir. It's the same shavya nafshi chaticha deisura. But the Ktsai says that the obvious kasha is that if it works me din neder, you should be able to be matin neder. And you don't find anywhere you could be matin neder on a shavya nafshi chaticha deisura. So the Ktsai is lafi anal yesh loimar that it's taken not me din neder, it's me din amonos. Where do you see it? The same pasuk that says that a person has an amanus to be mechayiv himself mamin says that a person has an amanus to be mechayiv himself iser also, because it's the same thing. Zok tiktois, if you have an amanus for mamin, why shouldn't you have an amanus for iser? In other words, what's the get? What's the lumness of this amanus? A person is believed mechayiv atzmoi. It's an amanus atayra that a person is believed mechayiv atzmoi. And if it's true for dinei mamin, it's why shouldn't it be true for iser v'heter? In other words, Zok tiktois, once we're established from Ma'oire Neinu Rashi in Kedushin Samachay Amid Beis that we have a Makar in the Torah Rashi Yomer Kiyuzeh Foydos Badin Kimei Edom Domi, that will now be the Makar for Shavya Anavshe Chaticha Deisur. Now the Maria Van Leif, who didn't learn that Oidos Badin Kimei Edom Domi works within Amonis, but rather it's a Hischaivos and a Chanami, according to Maria Van Leif, Shavya Anavshe Chaticha Deisur will also be Merinita Hischaivos. But the bottom line is what emerges from the Ktsoi Islamid Dalad Dalad, maybe the most famous ktsayis in Gan Sefer ktsayis Achoshen is two mahalchim had to understand hoydos badin kamei edim dami, and two mahalchim had to understand shavya nafshi chaticha deisura. And simply put, the two are tolui zebezeh. If hoydos badin kamei edim dami is a schayvus, then shavya nafshi chaticha deisura is going to be midin neder. If hoydos badin kamei edim dami works midin nemanus, then shavya nafshi chaticha deisura is going to work midin nemanus as well. So this was the ha'ara that I was munching a little bit. And that is, the Shmaitzer brings from the Maria Van Leif, who brought from the Chachmei Provencin, the Chachmei Tzorfas, v'higi adla rajba b'Barcelona. And that is, that even though it's mavur in the Gemara, k'subas chavbezam and aleph, that if a woman says, eisha sishani, then she says, pnuyani, she's an amenis if she has an amasla. But if a father would say, espiti nasati l'isha zeh, and then afterwards, the father would say that it's not true, and he would give an amasla, he wouldn't be believed. And what's the chilek? The chilek is kushavi anafshi chaticha deisura. The woman is not really being nemon that what she's saying is true. As biti nosati lishazes and amonis v'hor raya the gemara kedushin samech yimul, because soiklin al yada when it comes to as biti nosati lishazes the ain't soiklin when it comes to shavi anafshi chaticha deisura. So the muschul rishon was that maybe that's good. The Maria Van Leif l'shitasai. The Maria Van Leif, right? These are the two Maria Van Leifs that we know. So the Maria Van Leif that said that Shavya Nafshi Chaticha Deisura works not B'Teiris Namonis, but it works B'Teiris Hischaivis. So L'shitasai, there's no real Namonis of Shavya Nafshi. So Shavya Nafshi, all it is I'm being Mechayiv myself. It's Azah Hilchus Nadarim. It's a Hilchus Nadarim that doesn't have a Taurus Nadarim. It works Me'inyan Le'inyan Ba'is Inyan with the Parish of Nadarim. Beside there's over there you can give an Amaslo. There's a Parish of Amaslo. Of Espiti Nosai. That's an amonus. And if it's an amonus, now it works like Eidos. And if it works like, it's not Eidos, but it works like Eidos. And if Eidos, Imla Yagid, and Kim and Chigim Chumen, and Chayzer Magid over there, there's not going to be an amasl. So the Maria Van Leif, it's Kim and Chayim, it's beautiful. These two classic yeshivish and Maria Van Leifs, they walk right into each other. Kim and Samla. But what about the Ktsois L'shitasai? What about the Shev Shmaitza in Vav Ches L'shitasai to Ktsois Achayshin Lamed Dalad Dalad? Here you have to say the word already a little bit better. Because over the Tzoyis HaDachkel learned that Shavi HaNafshi Chaticha Yisur is also an Amonus. Be'etzim, she's Nemon. She has a full-fledged Nemonus. Norvas, it's a limited Nemonus. Oh, but an Amonus it is. And it's learned from a Pasuk. So Mehecha Teisi Shavi Anafshi Chaticha Yisuro, which is learned out from Asher Yoimar Ki Huzeh, should be different than Espiti Nosati Lishazeh. Espiti Nosati Lishazeh. Oh, you have an Amonus. Namonus, now it's like Eidos. Kiva Chikiv Shoyin Chayzer Magid. There's not a Masla anymore. Oh, but Asher Yoimar Ki Huzeh, which the Ktois learned is an Amonus. Over there, you're going to be able to have an Amasla. What's the Chilik? They're both Namonus. And I just want to say it's a little bit better, just to be melamed tzchus on the ha'ara. And that is, that the Gemara says in Kedushin Samach Gimel Amid Beis, that espiti nasati lishazeh, and then she's mezana, skila. But if a woman would say eshas ishani, and she would be mezana, she wouldn't get skila. What's pshat? So Pasha, you would say, oh, if you're learning the Gemara very quickly, you would say, oh, here, he's believed, she's not believed. I said, why she also? Shavi anafshi chasdicha disur. What does that mean? I don't know, I remember something from yeshiva, but I don't really know, right? But the Muscharishan would be, no, the father's believed to say his speech in Asati Lishazah, she's not believed. And the Muscharishan, that's what the Chachmei Prevensi was saying. But the MS is, it's not Muchach, that's Pshat in the Gemara. Pshat in the Gemara could be much deeper. And that is, Avada Shavi Anafshi Chatech Yisur is an Amonis. Of course she has an Amonis. That's the Ktzoy Islam Adalad Dalad. She is Nemon 100%. We accept it, we believe it, Bechol Pirateva Diktokezef, there were two Adam standing here. Norva, so why ain't Soiklin Al Yada? Because the Nemonis is Mugbal. Because it has a Gvul, the Nemonis. The Nemonis is limited to her, and it's limited to Isser. It's Shavya Nafshe, and all it is Chaticha Disura. So it's a full-fledged Nemonis, but only where we believe it, and where we accept it. It has a limitation. That's true. But where we accept it like a regular namonis. Espiti nosati lishazeh is a full-fledged namonis. It has no limitations. There's no gvul. Ufaratz to yom of a kame of a tzofoin of an egg with this namonis. This namonis can go as far as you can go. So that's a regular namonis. You're right. It's a cyclone all yoga. Why not? This namonis is mugbal. It's a metzumtzum digin namonis. It's only an namonis for herself, not for you, and it's only an namonis for Isser, not for Skila. Beseder. But wherever there's an namonis, there is an namonis. A favifel with trusting her, with believing her, but there is namonis. So why should she have an amasla? Why is it so pashit? There's no amasla, zokte chachmi prevents you. Why? Because ain't cycling al yada. Yeah, that just means there's no namonis chapi Skila. I'm not handling Skila. Who's talking about Skila? We know that. We learned Kedushin Samach Gimel Amid Beis once. We're handling where we do believe her. Klapi the Chaticha the Yisura. There she has a regular Amonus. And if she has a regular Amonus, there should be a Kibin Chigin Chumin Echaiz. I'm Amonus. This Kibin Chigin Chumin Echaiz are magnet for his Biti Nasati. Explain to me, Bevakasha, why it's different. Fashion Yomar Kiyuza, what's the difference? They're both Psukim, they're both not really Eidos. They're both Chedushim Neflaim to apply to Eidos. But there's a parish in the Torah. Espiti nosati lishazeh. There's a parish in the Torah. Asher yoimar ki yuzeh. And if this kiva chigit shuven and chayzer magid for espiti nosati lishazeh, why should there be no kiva chigit shuven and chayzer magid for asher yoimar ki yuzeh? And if there's a masla for asher yoimar ki yuzeh, why is there no a masla for espiti nosati lishazeh? I'm not hearing the chilik so stark. Bishloim and amri evan lev lishat. It's posh. That's easy. There is no namonis of Shavi Anafshi Chidicha Yisura. It's Meiridik. Oh, but the Shev Shmeitzer gave serious ear time to this Chiddush. And he wasn't Meirer that it's totally in how you learn Shavi Anafshi Chidicha Yisura. So it's clear that he held that even though the Pashtis by the London is that Shavi Anafshi isn't a monos, and it's not that from a Pasuk of Ashayim Akiruzeh, Afal Pikein, still there's going to be a din of it's not going to be treated like a regular amonis. What you have to say, and it's pashit, but what you have to say is that at the end of the day, even though there's an amonis of Asher Yoimar Ki Huzeh, but being that the amonis is mugbal, being that it's only for me and it's only for, you can't treat this as eidos. There's no such thing as eidos klapi where I believe it. Eidos are believed. Espiti nosati lishazeh, we believe him. Just like if two Adam would walk into Bezdin, we would believe him. It's partial, we would believe him. So just like we would for sure believe the Adam, we for sure believe him. It's across the board. So you can hear Kivin Shehigid, and once you hear Kivin Shehigid, it knocks out the Suyev Amasla. That was the beautiful lumbus that the Chachmi Prevencia said. But as it relates to Shavi Anafshi Chaticha Yisura, being that I'm only believed for me, And even when I'm believed, I'm only believed klape, and I'm only believed klape isner. So at the end of the day, it's not eidos. It's not eidos. And if it's not eidos, so therefore, if it's not eidos, so therefore over here, it's going to, over here, it's going to be different. I was talking today to my yedid, Reb Levi Chomsky, and I just told him over the ha'ara, and I wasn't sure if it was ara, if it wasn't ara. So he told me that Reb Shmuel Rizovsky, in his Chedushim, Reb Shmuel, he told me, doesn't remember if it's in Ksubis, maybe it's in Kedushin, but Reb Shmuel, somewhere in the Chedushim, he asks this kasha as a v'im toymar, he says this teres as a v'yesh loymar. This is the cheshvan. I thought it was kedai to speak it out, but the bottom line is that l'chayr is the teretz. The teretz is that it's true. Asher yomer ki uzeh as an amonis, just like it's piti nosati lisha zeh as an amonis. But it's piti nosati lisha zeh as an amonis across, and that's all the chachmer prevents you wanted. They were just trying to show that when it comes to piti nosati lisha zeh soiklin al yoda, which means it's like Adam. It's not. He wasn't trying to prove from there nemanos. He was trying to prove from there that they're mamish like Edim. And if they're like Edim, so now they're going to be mugbal to the halachis of Edos, and now you're going to get involved in kivin shehigat shuvan echayzer magid, and therefore a masel is not going to work. As it relates to Shavya Nafshi Chadichat Yisrael, it's nemanos. The Ksais learned it's nemanos. But it's a limited nemanos. To say that on the tzad nemanos there shouldn't be a masel, at the end of the day, even on the tzad nemanos, we acknowledge it's not Edos. Because it's not Neman across the board. What's a klapi, her and klapi, is there, it is Eidus? Doesn't work that way. Either it's Eidus or it's not Eidus. And it's for that reason there's an amasla when it comes to Shavya Nafshi Chatichat Yisur.